This is your Words of Hope for October 15, 2019. As a human being, I think in metaphors. It is almost impossible to learn and understand anything new without connecting it to something we already know. Whenever we say, you know, it's like when, and then we proceed to make some kind of comparison in order to help someone understand what we're talking about. In today's devotional, we consider the picture of salvation as putting on new garments, and we realize that God's action has saved us, cleaned us, and clothed us.
Born without enough oxygen, Stephen Lehman has lived with cerebral palsy his whole life. Stephen and his family had to learn and adjust to his disability and a different life than the one they had planned. But Stephen's story is not a story of loss. It's a story of God's provision and abundant grace. We are happy to offer Steve's latest book, which tells the funny, touching, and encouraging stories of God's guidance on the journey of his life. To get your copy of My Journey, God's Grace, visit woh.org and click on the tab marked Literature.
The title of today's devotional is A Picture of Salvation and was written by Laura N. Sweet. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today we're reading from the book of Zechariah. We're going to start at chapter 3 and read verses 1 through 10. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire?" Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, "Remove the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments." And I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord was standing by. And the angel of the Lord solemnly assured Joshua, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then you shall rule my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you the right of access among those who are standing here. Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, you and your friends who sit before you, for they are men who are a sign. Behold, I will bring my servant, the branch. For behold, on the stone that I have set before Joshua, on a single stone with seven eyes, I will engrave its inscription, declares the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of this land in a single day. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, every one of you will invite his neighbor to come under his vine and under his fig tree."
In his parables, Jesus gives us many illustrations of what it means to be saved. For example, the parable of the lost sheep reminds us that God values every individual soul that is his. The prodigal son shows us God's gracious forgiveness for the sinner who repents and comes home. These, among others, are beautiful pictures of salvation from the New Testament. In Zechariah 3, we have a picture of salvation from the Old Testament. The Jewish exiles had returned to Jerusalem, freed from captivity, and Joshua, their high priest, represents them before the Lord. Zechariah's vision shows Joshua in filthy garments before God, with Satan ready to accuse him. These garments represent the sin of both Joshua and his people, who are guilty of wicked disobedience. But the Lord himself rebukes Satan, declaring that Joshua is a brand plucked from the fire. The angel demands that Joshua's filthy garments be removed, announcing that his iniquity is taken away. Joshua, now clothed in clean garments, is charged to lead the people in God's ways. The Lord also promises to bring his servant, the branch, Jesus, to remove the iniquity of this land in a single day. What a picture of salvation! We are all brands plucked out of the fire, forgiven of iniquity, and clothed in Christ's righteousness. No accusation can stand against God's children because of what Jesus has done for us.
When you pray today, thank God for His gracious mercy. My prayer for you is that you will forgive someone today. Today's devotional was written and read by Laura N. Sweet. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the Executive Director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.